Good morning. It's 14 minutes to 9 a.m. My name's Jess. This is Breakfast here on 2SER 107.3. Hope you are enjoying your Monday morning so far. Now, the search for a good water bottle is a task in itself. There are hundreds of styles and colours and sizes to choose from. You can go for designer patterns or you can go for clear and simple. But what about the materials that make up our water bottles? Environmentalists have made it pretty clear that we should not be going through Mount Franklin bottles like there's no tomorrow. So what's the best alternative if we want to be more eco-friendly? Dr. Trevor Thornton from Deakin University is a lecturer in hazardous materials management and is helping us make sense of it all this morning. Dr. Thornton, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, what kind of effect do kind of those Mount Franklin plastic water bottles have on our environment?
I suppose if we refer to them more as sort of single use, which is probably the bigger problem, it's the resources that go into them in terms of manufacturing the plastics and so forth that have the greater environmental impact. And then if those bottles are thrown away, particularly if they're not going into the recycling bin, then those resources are lost. So they're not really eco-friendly as such.
No, they aren't. What would you say are the best materials to consider when looking at water bottles? Because I know there's so many out there. You've got kind of BPA-free plastics or metal or glass. It's a minefield.
It is a minefield out there. And the answer is not really simple. It's not a case of saying one is necessarily better than the other. The reusable ones, because they're obviously made to last a longer time, they actually use a little bit more resources than the single-use plastic ones. But because people use them multiple times, the environmental impact is, I guess, spread out over all those uses. So they actually end up being better environmentally, and particularly, say, if they're an aluminium one, you recycle at the end of the day when it becomes chipped or damaged or no longer able to be used. So it's more a case of how many times do you use the bottle as opposed to necessarily what it's made out of, but at the end of the day, it's sort of using ones that can, or having ones, I should say, that can be reused multiple times.
Absolutely, I've got a steel water bottle that I've used for nearly 2 years now. It's my favorite thing that I own. It's wonderful, and in the long run, I feel like it saves you money as well because you don't have to keep going and buying single use water bottles.
Well, as they say, that the cost of buying sort of bottled water from the shop is quite expensive. In Australia, we have, well, as I was saying to someone the other day, debating how every state says their water is either better or worse than any other state, but certainly we have good water quality in Australia, so there's really no need to buy it. And also, given that a lot of organisations, universities, shopping centres and so forth, have drink stations where you can fill up your bottle with either with chilled water, it's off filtered. So the need to buy water is not really there so much.
Now, I understand there's also been some research done to prove that plastic particles are infiltrating our drinking water. Does this relate to the water bottles, the kind of single-use plastics? Is that when they're breaking down there?
Certainly, if they're the cheaper plastics, they can do that. And yeah, there are some research out there in terms of little particles and so forth that we may be ingesting. It's difficult to say because, you know, it's like chocolate. One day it's bad for you, the next day it's good for you. I always take the it's good for you option on that one.
Me too.
That's good. So it's a bit hard to say. So in environmental management, we use what's called the precautionary principle, that if there is a doubt, conservatively. So if there is a doubt with these plastics and with the health related issues, then I would go for the glass or the metal, the aluminium, steel and so forth, because then you're safe.
Absolutely. Dr. Thornton, I think you have inspired a lot of people to head down to Woolworths today and change the types of water bottles they're using. We're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
All right. Thank you, Jess. Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Trevor Thornton there from Deakin University chatting to us about environmentally friendly water bottles and the best ways to make more sustainable shopping choices. I tell you what, I've had, as I said, my steel, aluminium, whatever you want to call it, water bottle for, dear goodness, nearly 2 years now. It keeps my water nice and cold. It's as big as any water bottle I've ever seen, and I absolutely love it. I think once you get used to the fact that you've got to remember it when you walk out the door, then there is absolutely no going back. It's 9 minutes to 9 a.m. We've got the daily